Assalamu alaikum to my friends and family that are tuning in to the Suicide Logs. This is episode 367. Episode 366 will, as of now, not be on Spotify, iTunes, or any of that stuff. It's only going to be exclusively available on YouTube. You could find my YouTube, youtube.com/MarconiPuma. There's no real particular reason as to why I haven't uploaded it. It's just because it's a video. It's a video, and I am too lazy to extract the audio from that video and put it on and put it on the YouTubes. I almost did. The video was unfortunately an hour and 7 minutes long, and I tried to YouTube to MP3 it, and I just found out after using YouTube to MP3 for almost half my life, you can only YouTube to MP3 if it's an hour long. And so yeah, we're podcasting it up, we're hanging out, and we're just giving you a life update. I told myself I'm going to lock myself in this room and sit down like how I normally do. But here I am breaking the rules. Not even a minute into the podcast, I need to get up and charge my laptop. We're going to go into the other room. Let's just grab the other phone just in case, I guess. And how am I doing? I'm doing pretty well. The weather was fucking beautiful in the Bay Area yesterday. And today, it's rainy, it's windy, it's ugly. And I think so far this year, that's how I've been feeling. I've been feeling pretty bipolar. Some days I'm up, some days I'm not. But at the end of the day, we still made it. We're still doing it. I don't even know what the lowest point of my life was this year. I think just maybe like last week or something, I was just tense. I was upset over a couple things, and I had to take a drive, and that was really it. But it's not like anything crazy happened, you know. So it's pretty boring, but I'm super grateful. I guess life seems boring when I try to explain it to outsiders or just say things out loud. I don't know what that means, but when I'm in my head, when I'm thinking about my own personal life, I just feel good. I feel blessed. And I don't know if I'm coping or whatever. I don't know if this whole podcast is just one big cope to try and make myself feel better, when in reality, maybe I'm not, or things could be better. I don't know. It's all a mindset, right? I saw somebody put on Twitter, depression is a choice, and then there was a community notes. And community notes over depression is not a choice. It was just saying it's a mental state or whatever. He's basically trying to say you don't have control over it. I'm actually thinking about deleting my X account or Twitter account because Elon Musk owns it, and maybe I just need to let go or something, but I don't know what's going on. I don't know. I enjoy it. It's a form of how I get news and entertainment to a certain extent, but it's like, I guess I don't even think it's that big of a deal because I'm going to say it on the podcast. If it was something that was such a deep, dark secret or whatever, I wouldn't even mention it at all. But you know how they hid the likes? You can't see who liked shit anymore, I guess. Oh my fucking God, dude. Fuck, dude. I was getting a phone call. I don't know if this... Fuck this shit, dude. I keep getting the same fucking phone call from, like, Fresno or some shit, dude. Fuck off. I don't know what the area code for Fresno is, but fuck off. Fresno fucking sucks, and I don't even think I've ever been there. And I like Bulldogs. That's the mascot for their college. Fresno's the fucking middle of California and LA, right? It's like a 3-hour drive to Fresno, isn't it? That's kind of crazy, man. And I'm not disrespecting or anything, because this guy has never wronged me. But here I go. I'm going to talk about a comedian. But there's this comedian from Fresno, and if I even mention that, I feel like it narrows it down and people know who the fuck I'm talking about. But I remember seeing him one time at a show in Oakland, and now I'm just thinking about, dude, not now, but I thought of it after the fact. This was like 2 years ago or something. He really drove fucking 3 hours to come out. That's crazy, man. That's fucking many. Whatever. I mean, you really want it. You really want it. I respect it, I guess. Maybe there's a little bit of me that don't understand it, but fuck, I respect it, dude. Anywho, what was I talking about before comics? Fresno. Oh, yeah, because I was getting a fucking call from Fresno. Fuck, dude. What was I saying before that? Fucking threw me off, man. Threw me off. Oh, I was talking about my life. I was talking, yeah, nothing important. Nothing important, just my fucking life. I'm not thinking about ending it. Especially the older I get. That was kind of the worry when I was starting this podcast. I was worried that I was going to get depressed. There we go. We're getting back on track. We're talking about depression. How I want to delete my ex. I want to delete ex because it's just like all of my likes are just, it's just porn now. Once I found out that nobody can see it anymore, I just have a bunch of fucking, you know, people sucking dick and, you know, fucking and sucking on my likes. And sometimes I'll do it and I'll just be like, why? Sometimes I don't even go back to this. Because it's just sometimes I'll see it and maybe I'm at a place where I can't really look at it like that. I can't watch the whole thing. So I'll like it and save it for later. I've been doing that a lot with my YouTube as well. But not porn, because they don't have porn on YouTube. I remember trying to look up porn on YouTube back in the early days. But yeah, they've got a watch later now option. So when I'm at like work or something and I see a video that's fucking 18 minutes or 20 minutes, I can't watch it. Save for later. Save it for when I'm about to go to bed. And then it works almost every time. It's particularly skateboarding videos. I'll go to sleep to skateboarding videos. And I know I'm saying particularly, and maybe, oh, that's all you watch. No, there's other shit. Like, I feel like lately it's easier for me to go to sleep to skateboarding videos or tutorials as opposed to what I used to watch, like true crime horror documentaries or whatever. I have one that's saved up in there that's like an hour long, some kind of mass shooting story. I just haven't gotten to it, but it's there. And I need to clear my save for watch later as well. I just have so much shit. The save for watch later has been there for a while, I think. It's been years. I'm just now finally utilizing it. I'm gonna take a sip of some water. So, I had a little bit of not feeling good about myself, if that makes sense. Like, I was watching an 18-minute video on Tyler, the Creator's car collection. And it just made me feel so little. Like, it just made me feel so, dude, this guy has whole-ass cars that are worth twice as much as my house. And it's just, it just puts things into perspective of, like, how little I matter, I guess, in a financial state. I don't know. But that, as I say it out loud, and even thinking to myself, that's not really how I think. But it just, sometimes it's nice to just kind of live your life without even thinking about rich people. And then when you watch a video about, dude, this guy is just spending money like crazy, I guess it just kind of makes you think about what am I doing with my life in terms of shit, I don't know. There's if I hear something happen again in my backyard, my side yard has kind of been going crazy. And so it's so windy and I don't like the noise that my side gate's making, so I'm gonna grab like a big rock or something. I tried to grab a big rock, but I feel like the wind knocked the big rock over. And so, God damn it. There's so many distractions in my life. And then that's the thing I think about. It's like, dude, imagine having like more so much money. You just have more things to fucking manage and shit like that. So I like to think that most of my life I live it, what's it called? Like simple and frugally. I don't think I'm that frugal, but compared to some people, I for sure am. There's always gonna be somebody that's spending more fucking money than you. But there's just a little bit of like, should I be doing something that's making me rich? Like, what if it's just right there in front of my nose and I have no idea about it? So, let's try to fucking fix this shit again. Where is it? Yeah, it fell over. This is hella heavy right here, so maybe if I put this in front of it. That's better. That's better. Right here. What fucking house that's worth what? Half a McLaren? And that's what it's about, right? It's about like it's not about spending so much money and spending like your whole net worth on cars, unless you're really into that and you're dumb. But it's just the fact that you can do that. Just like what a privilege of having multiple cars, you know? Oh, this is my going out car. Or this is my flexer car down the highway, or this is my road trip car. Bro, I got one car. And then it got me there. There was a point in time where I did have two cars, but it wasn't like two fucking luxury cars, you know? It was one car that I felt that was pretty nice, and then one car that was just a complete shitter car. But I like shitter cars. And I miss my shitter car. I had a shitter car and I miss it. And I kind of want a shitter car. You know? But cars aren't that important. I guess I don't really be driving that much. Like, where am I gonna go? Right? So I don't know. I like cars. I do. But it's just they're just not practical. And I guess it's good to have that mindset of I'm happy with a fucking if I were to have a Honda Civic, you know? That's all that really matters. Just the fact that I have a car is nice. And so after I was watching the Tyler the Creator car collection video, I started I don't know. I think I was like looking up the value of my house and my parents' house and everyone whose address I could think of. And like, I was looking at my house when we first bought it, my parents' house and mine, whatever. But mainly my parents' house, like my childhood house that I grew up in. And I saw my beater, my old car, and I miss it. I missed it, and it just made me grateful. It just made me grateful. Yeah, it was not a $1 million house or whatever, but then also last night, I know I'm kind of all over the place, but it all does tie together a little bit. Last night I was playing my old PlayStation 2, and I was playing Tony Hawk's Underground 2. And that was a game that like really got me into skateboarding. It really did. And I skateboarded a little bit before then, but I didn't know tricks. I didn't know what something was. Like, that was a game that made me think, okay, I gotta learn how to do a kickflip. So it's just like riding around, whatever. That game came out in 2004. I believe I got it in maybe 2004. And I got into skating. I would skate with like my Walmart board for like a year. And then finally, I got a complete in I think 05, like Christmas of 05 maybe. And it took me until 07, March of 07, to finally get a kickflip. I was doing shove-its before. So I don't know, just really fell in love with skateboarding and kind of expanding onto YouTube. YouTube was so small back then. I love all the small YouTube accounts that get recommended to me for like skating and stuff. Anyways, I'm all over the place. So I was talking about that. And just this morning, I don't know. I just had this huge feeling of gratefulness. I know you go all the way back into looking at the one percenters of people who are super rich, but then it just got me thinking, dude, I was just so blessed as a kid to have a damn backyard, to have video games, you know? Like, I had a pretty normal upbringing. I never got knocked out. I just seen some video of some middle schooler knocking out another like female middle schooler. It's like this big, tall, Mexican-looking guy knocked out this black girl. I don't even know if she really got knocked out though. She could have been faking it. But either way, I don't know. Watching that just got like that's somebody's kid, you know? And I'm not even a parent. Take a sip of coffee. But watching like the people be fucking crazy in public school systems, it really makes me second guess if I even want kids or if I want to send them to school. Because I don't want to be living in fear, you know? Because that could have it happened to me too. I mean, I got hit a couple of times in school and stuff. I think I still have a scar on my arm from the 9th grade. My arm got pinched in between two desks and ripped my fucking skin off, and I still have the scar from there. So yeah, you cannot live in fear. You can't baby people. You have to let them figure shit out themselves, I guess. I don't know, man. These kids are the future. And it's just, where the fuck are we going? When I interact with kids and stuff, I like to think that, you know, for the most part, they're pretty good. Kids are gonna be kids, you know? But at least in my community, you know, from what I see, they seem all right. Shit, things seem a little bit better in the high schools that I went to. Back now compared to back then. Like, I felt like it was really bad when I went to high school, and now things have kind of calmed down a little bit, so I don't know. I know motherfuckers are like shooting and shit, but people are always shooting and shit. I don't know. So there's that. Yeah, and as I get older, I don't think about killing myself because I just time goes by so much faster, and you kind of just realize how closer you are to death. Like, it's right there. It's only a matter of time. As a kid, things seem so long. You don't want to go through life. At least I did. I had this feeling of just like hopelessness. But through some experience and some years, you just kind of realize, first of all, you're tripping. You're overthinking it. You're just a kid. And, things get better. At least they did for me. As long as I have opportunity, I'm happy about it. And so, right now I've got a lot of opportunity. My girl was telling me she wanted to see me invent something. Something she was like, you need to invent like a waterproof skateboard or some shit like that, and like the wheels, make like tire wheels or some shit. And when she was talking to me, I was like, you don't know what the fuck you're talking about. But then I kind of started thinking to myself, okay, maybe I can just invent something. It doesn't have to be, fuck, I'm talking fucking. Oh, I don't know what to invent for skateboarding. Whether it's like an actual item, I don't think I'm that crafty to invent anything. But I don't even know if I can invent a trick or anything, I don't know. I just want to have fun. What hasn't been done yet on a skateboard? And if it is, it's something fucking wacky, like onto some fucking kickflip, primo slide, tray flip shit, I just wanna do what people have already invented, really, and just kinda put my own style onto it, really. I guess I'm just thinking about skateboarding so much because my whole room is just surrounded by skateboards. So, I don't know. I just want to get my ollie higher. Do I really want to sit in my garage and be like, well, you can do this? No, I just come up with a way to fucking strike somebody with a skateboard. I don't know. This shit's a weapon. So, Oh, fuck. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. Time is just going by faster. Let's drink some more coffee. I haven't eaten anything. I did 100 pull-ups yesterday. I took kind of a little bit of a break of doing 100 pull-ups for breakfast. And I woke up pretty sore. What is the science between being sore after you go to sleep? Like, I'll work out and go about my whole day, and I won't feel it until the morning. You know that expression? Oh, you're gonna feel that in the morning. Where does that come from? Is it just like your body healing? I like the feeling of being sore. And when I'm sore, I feel like that's muscles being built. There's like a good kind of sore. I don't really like a sore where, oh, I twisted my ankle, my shit fucking, it hurts, That is like rebuilding from an injury. Are you injuring yourself when you do like pull-ups and push-ups and shit? I don't know. Today I was thinking about doing a video of just me doing push-ups and just talking with the fucking mic on, seeing how many push-ups I could do when I was young, when I was a youngin', a YN, if you may. I remember being around 18, and my push-up workout, one of them was just 300 push-ups. Just get to 300 as fast as you can. I don't know if I was doing sets of 25 or whatever. And I like do push-ups over the paper, write it down till I got to 300, and just like to see the sweat drop onto the paper. I was doing that. I would fill a backpack up with like dictionaries and textbooks and stuff and do push-ups and pull-ups, weighted. So, yeah. I'm glad I have videos of me doing a lot of pull-ups, because one day I might not be able to do as much as I can. And I spent a long time, I've spent more than half my life doing pull-ups, you know? I did 100 pull-ups yesterday. That's probably more pull-ups than a lot of people will do in their life. There I go comparing again, you know, talking about fucking rich people with money, but at the same time, health is wealth, you know? Bro, would you rather have like millions of dollars but not be able to do one pull-up? I don't know, man. That's a $1 million like skill right there. I mean, there's tons of people who can do pull-ups, but like a bunch of pull-ups, you know? I'm talking 20 in a row at least. Like if I, and who knows? Who knows if I was rich, where my discipline would be at? Sometimes it takes discipline to get to the millions of dollars. Talking out of my ass at this point, always. Yeah, getting a little bit of hunger in me. I been eating out a lot lately, so today I'm gonna try to just not leave the house. This weather is helping. I think I'm gonna have just a banana, a peanut butter sandwich, a protein shake, and then later maybe I'll have a pizza and an Arizona, some along those lines, you know. So yeah. Today's Pi Day, isn't it? It's 3.14. It's Friday? Yeah. Happy Pi Day. I'm gonna make myself like a pizza pie. An oven baked pizza pie. I love time to myself. We've been here for only 27 minutes. This is going by really slow. This is going by really fucking slow. Well, I guess one thing that's going on with me is I'm trying to learn the Drake and Josh theme song on the guitar. And I have this guitar tuned to standard. And I told myself, I'm pretty indecisive on what I want to practice on the guitar and stuff. I always get tired, give up, and then want to try to learn something new, which is okay. But I'm trying to keep myself accountable and just be disciplined in one thing. So, really slow. The first chord is a, I believe they call this like an E minor, some kind of E. I don't fucking know, dude. And then you move it up two, then down. So all together, hold on, fixing my microphone here. Fixing the microphone, putting it like directly. This shit, I feel like it's still gonna fall down. This shit sucks. There we go with the mic. It's probably fine as usual, and I'm just fucking nitpicking here. All right. So how's it go? Well, I never thought it would be so simple, but I found a way. I found a way. And I always thought it would be too crazy, but I found a way. I found a way. And then you go into, I believe, which is boom, boom, boom. If you open, fucking fuck you, bitch. Open up your mind, see what's inside. Then it's gonna take some time to hold on, hold on, hold on, to realign. But if you look inside, I'm sure you'll find. And over your shoulder, you know that I told you I'd always be picking you up when you're down. So just turn around. So super sloppy, but eventually, well, how do I stop that fucking frictiony noise? Some people probably don't care, but is it all about the form and how I move my fingers? Cause I'm just, I never thought it would be so simple, but let's try it real fast. From the top. Well, I never thought it would be so simple, but I found a way, I found a way. I always thought it would be too crazy, but I found a way, found a way. And if you open up your mind, see what's in hand. It's gonna take some time to realize. Fuck this shit, dude. But yeah. I know where to put my fingers and do it. I know how to do it. It's just that my body, my brain gets it, but my body doesn't. My fingers don't. So just gotta, if anybody plays the guitar, there's probably like one person out there that listens to this that knows what the fuck they're talking about or can explain it through text. I've got some friends, but I don't know. Do you think just practicing it really slow will help? Like just trying to make sure every note is smooth. I mean, I guess to prevent that noise, you just have to take everything off. But it's just like from here. Hear that? It's like, I guess I gotta practice like taking my fingers off the strings when I'm changing the notes. And that fucking hurts, dude. That shit, you know? But I remember when I was first practicing it, like, a couple weeks ago. It's not like I'm doing this every day. I probably should if I want to get good. But, you know, discipline. At first, it didn't sound nothing like it. I mean, I'm sure, I'm kind of confident. If you're listening to this, you're like, I hear it. I hear the Drake and Josh theme song. But at first, I was like, dude, this doesn't sound anything like it. It's just so slow. Look, I'm pulling out the guitar again. Here. So, like, this is what it sounded like at first. It was just so slow where I couldn't flow at all into it. So, it's like, this is how it sounded. I'd be like, No. But now it's kind of, you know. I couldn't do that before. You hear that? The tempo, the rhythm. I couldn't do that before. It's not perfect. It's not. But I think that's how a good way to practice it is just. I'm gonna fucking spare your ears, and I'll do that on my own time. But shit. Who gives a fuck? So there we go, we killed like 8 minutes right there. I was just kind of looking at the time, I was like, fuck, I don't know what else to talk about.
I don't want to leave you guys hanging so much, so that's why I pulled out the guitar. And then, so that's my acoustic, and I like to think that the acoustic is harder than the what's it called? Electric. So I guess I'll pull out the electric right now, really, just so I fill up some more time and just show you the contrast of where I am. Because mainly I have been playing the electric guitar, and I think the electric is way easier. It's more single notes, less chord oriented, at least with the kind of music that I'm playing. Metal, death metal. And the podcast, you know, if it wasn't for the podcast, I probably wouldn't be doing this. I will say that. So just sharing what I know. One thing that I've actually been trying to learn for, I think it's been like 3 years, but it's not like, it's not like I'm doing it every day, is Cannibal Corpse Hammer Smash Face. There's a lot of people on YouTube who play that song with the music in the background. I have yet to find anyone who just plays it like all the way through, just the guitar. Because you can hide your talents behind, you know, the actual music. I've learned that with playing guitar. So as a true connoisseur musician like myself, I just want to hear the guitar. I don't give a fuck about the backing track of the drums or whatever, you know? So let me open this up. But anyways, yeah, my acoustic is tuned to the standard, what is it, EADGBE? Wait, EADGBE, yes. And sometimes I'll make it drop C. There's some Deftone songs. I'm sure you guys have heard me playing some Gojira, not Gojira, Deftones. And but I told myself no more drop C until we get this Drake and Josh theme song together, you know. So y'all hear that? Sounds kind of, how do I fix this? Sounds a little, just a shitty Amazon wire, you know what I mean? Or is it, see if I remember it. I don't. Sloppy. Pretty sloppy. I can't get this. What is going on here?
So I'm cheating here with the pinch harmonic. I'm using my left hand. I'm a right-handed guitar player, so. Hold on. That's my cheating way. And then this is how you're really supposed to do it. See, I can't do it the way how you're actually supposed to do it. There we go. There it is. I like to cheat because it's just more consistent. What am I doing? What else? So it's not good. It's really not good. Let's pretend. Oh, I'm at a concert. He's at a concert. They're gonna do Raining Blood. Oh shit. Oh shit. Oh shit! They're gonna do it! Oh! So it's like, I could probably hide behind music or whatever, but I know in my heart, this is not, there's too much, what I need to work on, there's too much chaos in the background. I have a hard time muting the other strings. And, it, you know, I could blame it on equipment and all of that stuff, but really, it's just a challenge to get it right. You know what I mean? So it's like, I could palm, like, you know, there's a little bit of, Let me try here. You know, just little. So when I go real fast, I just hear chaos in the background. But can you even hear this shit? Wow, it's like you can't, it's, I guess you can't really hear it because my microphone's just right up to my, this whole time I thought you guys could hear it. What's I doing? So. So with the smaller strings, the thinner strings, it's harder to control it. And I don't know, life's all about control, you know, controlling the strings, controlling your emotions, controlling the skateboard. And I'm just working on my control here. Man, I've had this guitar for about 5 years now. It has lasted me pretty well. Let's see, this is the first song I learned, I believe. The real way here, how you're supposed to do it is, and I remember thinking my fingers just weren't too long, but I had to just stretch them out, you know? So now I could do it. It's harder. Anyways, I know 10 minutes ago, I was like, I'm going to save you guys save you guys your ears. And here I am. So yeah, that's more of my wheelhouse is that. So going from the fucking Drake and Josh theme to that is something else. It is something else, but they're both, I guess I have more fun with the metal because I could fiddle around if I get bored. And just play with noises and with the Drake and Josh theme or any, most things on the acoustic. I just feel very by the book, and I don't have freedom to freestyle to do what I want. With the guitar, I feel like it's just power chords, you know, power chords. Mixed in with like notes, and that's just enough to kind of have fun. You can't really do, it doesn't sound as good to just be playing power chords with single notes on the acoustic guitar. You have to put more strings together. That's just me. Oh shit. Well, I guess I'll keep this short. I can't believe it's only 48 minutes. I feel like I've been here for such a long time. Maybe I'll get up and do something, huh? I'll take a piss. I'll bring you guys with me or whatever. Let's look at the phone. Testing. Okay. I think you guys could have heard a little bit of the guitar. There's no way you didn't pick it up. I have been dropping these microphones a little bit, so I hope there's not too much fuckery going on. Oh, there's fights tomorrow, huh? I don't even know who's fighting tomorrow. And I don't care. A fight's a fight. I'll try to watch it. Coffee, let's drink some more water. Ah. I forgot what I was gonna say. It's only 10, 18. Oh. 1 second, guys. I gotta take a piss. My dog just refuses to go out to use the bathroom. It's kind of pissing me off. What can I have? Bananas.
Bananas.
We've got bananas. I've got some bread. Some peanut butter bread. I guess I'll have that, huh? I bought an Arizona yesterday at the gas station. And it was, I guess it wasn't it. It was like more like a smoke shop, not a gas station. They weren't selling gas there. And it was straight up $1. No tax or nothing. I felt like they'd be taxing. And I got a new flavor. I got a lemonade. So I'm kind of excited about that. But I'm going to save it for like later when I have lunch or something. It's got sugar in it. I feel like I don't. Ow. Ooh. I feel like I don't need the sugar. So yeah. Pretty excited over that. My dog's pissing me off. She's drinking what she does. She refuses to go out to go potty. Oh man. So let's see what's going on here. Got my skateboard. It's too cold. I don't feel like being physical like that. That's the only thing where I kind of understand not wanting to skateboard. And just playing the guitar. You don't really burn as much calories playing the guitar. You can kind of be at the comfort of your own home. Just, you know, fucking around here. I want to learn an impossible. But I'm thinking, like, should I get no comply impossibles down before I really truly focus on, you know, the impossible? I feel like a no comply impossible is so much easier than a regular impossible. But that would be pretty good. So it goes. I pay my get back in the ring. That's love. That's love. And I can't deny it. Some people get their kicks stomping on a dream. I have reefer at my house, dude. I'm sitting on like, this is maybe a little less than half an ounce, and it's just so like inviting. It's just like smoke me, you know. So I don't know. Part of me wants to do it. Part of me wants to do it. But I don't have to, you know? I can enjoy life without it. I really can. So I don't know. I could just give it all away. Oh, 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 oh. Lots of noise. I could give all of this away and just not worry about it. Because if it's in the house, it's in the house. And I've been doing so well, you know? I've been doing so well without it. Next episode, I'm fucking high as shit. I don't need it. I'm telling myself no. Life is good without it. So why? Because I just know I'm going to smoke it and just kind of sit here
and have this feeling of like stuckness or whatever.
I don't need that.
And I don't need that right now. Told myself I was going to try and quit energy drinks for my 30s. And we're, what, 5 months into being 30? And still having Celsius's, but I haven't had like a C4 since I told myself I was going to quit. So it's really just been trying to quit the Celsius's. And I think I'm doing a good job tapering off. I was tempted yesterday to get like a Reign or something, but I ended up not because I couldn't really find a flavor that interests me. There was like a sour gummy worm flavor that actually interested me, but I told myself, I don't need it. That's whatever. So, yeah. I'm not doing it. Where's my phone? I guess I'll get out of here, guys. So this episode was pretty bipolar, pretty all over the place. I feel like my emotions have kind of been the same, actually, just kind of walking you through. It's not like I started this episode real happy and then ended sad. I feel pretty much the same.
I feel pretty much the same as I did when I was starting it, so. Closing thoughts. You could check out the last episode on YouTube. I'm going to be here. I'm going to try to just stay alive and take care of my health to keep moving forward with God's plan with me, whatever that may be. But toodles. Toodaloo. I hope you enjoy your life. I hope you enjoyed this episode. And I don't really think I said anything funny or I don't really think I said anything groundbreaking here. But that's okay. Not every episode needs to be fireworks or a big rant or whatever. I feel like the last couple of episodes are pretty good, but that's just me. Nobody's really said anything about it. That's okay. But this one just seemed pretty mellow. So I'll catch you guys later. You God bless everybody. You guys take care of yourselves. Whatever weather you're dealing with around the world listening to this, take your allergy meds, dude. People aren't taking their allergy meds. My girl keeps sneezing. I'm telling her she needs to take her fucking allergy meds, but she's not listening to me, so I don't feel bad when she's like sneezing or anything. That's her own fucking fault. Damn, dude, my facial hair is actually getting thick too. 3 days, I got a three day o'clock of shadow. You know, this shit coming in heavy. So yeah. See you guys later. Fuck you, bitch!